Hello everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again tonight to provide some healings for everyone. And we'll just see if Sylvia's here. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Hello, and welcome to everyone tonight. It's a beautiful evening, and we thank you for joining us for this radio broadcast, and we thank BBS Radio for hosting this this show, so, and providing the opportunity for all of us to come together in this way for this healing hour. And this broadcast is all about the healing work that the Creation Lightship is doing for people. And Ron Amatron is the ambassador of the Creation Lightship, and he is the facilitator for all of the healing sessions that are done. And we'll be talking about different healings and doing some samples of healings as well tonight. And in the meantime, if anybody would like to call in, if they have a question or a request for Ron, he's very happy to take your call. So feel free to do that. It's okay to call in at any time. So don't worry, if there's something healing going on, we'll take the calls when possible, so you can call anytime. And to get started, let's talk a little bit about how it is that the Creation Lightship is able to perform the healings that they do with us, and what makes their healings different than the types of healings people normally get when they go to other practitioners and earth-based healing modalities. So, Ron, can you talk a little bit about how the Creation Lightship and the Lightship, the Light Being Doctors, perform their healings on us?
Sure, yeah. So the Creation Lightship comes to all sentient beings every 2,000 years. And until that time, for most of that 2,000-year period, every, say, planet, maybe, we'll keep it simple. Every planet then has an overseer to them, or to it, and then the people on that planet to hold spiritual integrity. And naturally, there are, you know, dark side elements that can come in, and naturally they're down here with us. And this is the way that the creation energy actually does a in a sense, a cleansing of the negativity. So it comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness. And the way it does that, it dematerializes the whole universe instantly. And at that point in time, the light energy that it created, which is yourself, typically, hopefully you're made of the light. Most people listening, I'm sure, would be. But there are some beings here that don't have souls or spirits in them. But generally, everyone on the planet was created that way, including the Earth spirit and the planet. And so what happens is during this cleansing process, the negativity, the darkness, the dark side, which was never created by the light, has to go away because it can't hang on to the frequency once that frequency is dropped. So then it starts over again, and the overseers of, say, each planet that's supposed to keep out different frequencies of other dimensional energies. In our terminology, we could probably use the word extraterrestrials, which means energies from outside of our planet. Another word could be UFOs that we may be seeing in sightings here. Those are not allowed to come to visit us unless they're completely 100% in the light. And this is how it's supposed to work. And so what we have now is a lot of interference with the dark side. And as you can mention and actually see, you know, it's very obvious, you know, as above, so below. So the Lightship comes, and they do instantaneous healings on people. And on the Lightship, you are healed 100%. But down here, because we have emotional densities, like our emotional body and other bodies that make up the physical body and definitely affect the physical body, those energies which cause our illnesses are not received on the Lightship because they're in judgment. So everything goes up to the Lightship during the healings, and it's healed. But if you have any densities down here, then they stay here with the earth energy because the emotional body was set in place and is created by the Earth energy, and that does not go to the light ship. So it's the Earth's responsibility for this cleansing and clearing. So what happens is we have instantaneous healings on the light ship, and I have had a lot of people have miracle healings. It's very nice when you have that. And even if it's just a small healing, maybe having some pain relief from you, it's still a healing and it's just wonderful. So this is how the light ship works. The light ship created you. It works in light language. And we use the term ship because it does travel interdimensionally throughout time and space. And it resides, in a sense, out of time. But when you go to the light ship, you are there consciously. And you can actually physically walk around, see the light beams because they do materialize. And all dimensions do materialize in their own realm. So we're here in 3D, and the light ship created you, so it's going to give a representation of 3D to us as we go to the light ship. And this is not the healings by, in the words, of extraterrestrial aliens. These are actually true light beings. They were created at this time to take on physical form, where they're going to be going to for the next incarnation. So you will normally, when you, if you're a seer, see these light beings on the ship. They'll take physical 3D form if they are a human like us. And there's also other energies that are light frequencies that we can sense or perceive. There's crystal energies, there's whales, there's dolphins, there's many, many modalities of healing. So they allow us to see these. There's also a lot more that actually help us. So the healings are instantaneous. There's no processing because there's no need for it. They just clear out your densities. So anything else you may want to add, Sylvia?
Well, that's an interesting point that you brought up about the processing, because especially when you get into emotional healings and dealing with issues from the past, either the past of this lifetime or perhaps other lifetimes, usually what I think people are accustomed to is having to work through a lot of stuff and sometimes process a lot, and they're used to that being kind of a heavy experience and wrenching through all this stuff and negativity and densities that you've stored in the past. And the light ship experience is completely different from that, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because they don't believe in processing because it's done instantaneously. The light ship has all of your created energy on the light ship, and so they just take it away. So there's no reason to process or to even have to know how or why something has happened to you. It's unnecessary to even do that. It doesn't make any sense. And a lot of modalities down here that are brought forth from people getting information on healings are not from that high frequency of energy. It's normally given to them through the Galactic Federation, which could be on 3D or 4D. And these energies are still lower frequency energies, which may require processing. And so the light ship has really no need to do that for us because we don't need to have that. This is why they're here. Remember, the light ship is what Jesus used for his healings. And all he basically did was command the healing to take place, and it happened. That's the way all you notice if you go to the Bible. This is how he perceived and how you perceived his healings. It was just a command, and it happened. This is the light ship working through him. And so this is kind of a new way of doing healings. Most people down here kind of feel that, no pain, no gain, and they think they have to go through everything in their life to figure out why this happened to them. And it can be done that way, but the light ship does not do the healings that way. Everything is instantaneous, and it happens right now in the moment. And the light ship only works in the moment. Everything else that's not in the moment is illusion. And so this is kind of what you need to understand, is that the energies that are maybe ahead of us and behind us, future and past, are just energies that are there, but the light ship only works in the moment. So we'll do a sample here of the emotional clearing, but I tell people, if you only see me one time in your life, do the emotional clearing. This is a 3-in-1 clearing, if not more. It clears out the densities from your physical body of trauma. It clears out your spirit of these trauma imprintings. And it also clears your emotional body of the trauma that is collected. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. I try to do this on each show, or if not every other show, just to give you a sample of this year. And the price that I charge is $5 for each year of your life. It's definitely a bargain. And if you can do this, you're going to be in the moment normally, because it puts you right into the moment, because who you think you are is your traumas. They're in front of you. Go out to eat with somebody, lunch or something, and they're going to be talking about an issue that they're dealing with today, and that's what they're dealing with. They're in the moment with the trauma. And if you get rid of the trauma, then that trauma then goes to the past. Then you're dealing with past traumas. Remember, your physical body will kill itself to get well.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvie. Hi, Ron.
Hi, who's this?
This is Don from Michigan. I've called in.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good. You guys?
Yeah, we're doing very well. Very well. Do you have a question for Ron tonight?
Yeah, well, first off, I just wanted to thank Ron for on Monday. He called in the energy of the dolphins while we were in the pool, and I just wanted to thank him for that, and that was quite the experience.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, they're very, very special.
Yeah, they are. And I just wanted to mention that when you were talking, Ron, about that energy, how you would draw your hand away from the whale, I don't know if you remember when you were talking about that, but I can I could literally, the hair on my hand, as I would enter that certain point, it would literally stand on edge on my arm. It was just, it was really something.
Oh, that's great.
Also,
that's real. When you're on the light ship, you may not know it, but you're there physically.
Right. Unfortunately, my third eye isn't totally active yet. I mean, it is somewhat active, but not totally yet. I've just kind of recently opened up here within the last year, and but anyhow, that's another story. But another question for you, Ron. The Federation, how you say everything pretty much filters through those guys?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Who runs the Federation? I mean, is it just all different entities from all over everywhere?
Yes, it's basically a collective of extraterrestrial life forms that are at a higher consciousness than what we are.
Right, obviously.
And these life forms are here to teach us our spiritual reality here, and also to protect us from other, extraterrestrial abductions from other beings.
Okay.
And so there are spiritual overseers. And they're supposed to be here because, remember, we're so low in our consciousness compared to them that we're like babes in the woods, you know?
Right.
And that's their job, to stay in that spiritual integrity to help us out. Remember, every dimension, or even other in the same dimension, there's many advanced other life forms that are above us. And probably, I don't know if we're at the bottom of this or not, but, you know, If we were at a lower level of consciousness, you know, we'd be like an ant, you know, to these beings, you know.
Right.
Look at an ant, you know, let me ask, pretty easily, you know.
Right. Well, let me ask you this then. Now, if they're creating, you know, all the bad weather down here and the wars and so on and so forth, why would creation allow that? Is that part of their growing process also?
Well, everything that creation creates is just for the experience, okay?
Okay.
And so these beings are supposed to be in the light.
Right.
And it's just like us, you know, are we holding our spirit energy in us? Are we allowing us to, you know, ourselves to have entities control us?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to hold light frequency? And so the light ship, you know, cannot see us all the time, so that's why they come back every 2,000 years. And so these other beings are supposed to hold us as a sacred species. and not to have, you know, us interfered with, so we can have our own spiritual growth down here.
Uh-huh.
And the spiritual growth is just being able to express in creativity.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So kind of in a sense, you know, their free will is run amok, and that's affecting us, and our free will is kind of run amok. And it's very unfortunate that these high technologies are here hurting us.
Correct.
And they're not holding their integrity to keep out the mind control.
Okay.
And that's, you know, where our planet is right now, you know, with people trying to hold a clear conscious thought, plus other things are happening here, but it's basically everything is from outside our planet that comes in.
Okay. And you had mentioned on another show one time about prayer. So when we pray, it's actually getting filtered by the Federation?
Yeah, your prayers, you should really be praying to yourself, because that's your spirit. That's your only connection to the divine.
Okay.
Anything outside of yourself was created by the Federation, which is religion. And from there, you know, you pray to idols or something outside of yourself that's just another life form or an energy. And what happens is these negative soulless beings take that energy. And so there are these beings in the Federation.
Sure, sure, it's understandable.
There's also energy that I'm sure that the Federation's using as we put out these energy pools.
Right, right.
And this is our collective consciousness.
Right, they're sort of...
race consciousness that's around the Earth.
Right, they're kind of robbing it from us, in other words.
Yeah, because remember, what happened in... I'm going to be stepping on some toes here, but what happened in 1967, I believe, when we had the first harmonic convergence, the energy from the light ship was already putting out the universal shift, which is, we can call that the 2012 shift now. So it doesn't happen instantaneously. There's frequencies coming to the planet, you know, across the whole universe. And so when all the people got together to do this meditation at a given time, which I did myself, everybody starts praying and putting out world peace. Well, all that energy went around the planet naturally, but most of it was probably taken by these other beings out there.
Okay.
Because after all, the energy is already coming here.
Sure.
We really can't do anything in collective consciousness. Because
okay.
the actual energy coming to shift the planet was a universal energy. So most people think that because they were involved with this harmonic convergence in 87 that... you know, this made the whole planet change for world peace and whatever happened after that. Well, of that energy was taken by the soulless beings because it's an emotional energy that we put out.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay,
so that's kind of the sad part, that people are praying outside of themselves to something that they don't know what they're praying to and giving energy to someone else.
Kind of the laughing stock of the universe we must be, huh?
So I guess to be kind of weird, you know, as you think about that, that here, you know, you gave your life force energy, which is your spirit energy, and you put thought to it, to something that you thought was good, but actually did not really do much at all.
Gotcha.
It would be like, you'd be like saying, I'm going to go out and help the ocean, so I'm going to go out there with my little teaspoon and move a wave along, you know?
Right, right.
It will help, but to some extent.
Gotcha.
But when you look at it, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right, right.
And that's why... you know, the teachings of Jesus is always to go within.
Right. Yep. Gotcha.
And so that's kind of where I am is don't go outside of yourself, go within. Your spirit has all your answers for you.
Yes. Yep. I totally agree with that. Hey, do you ever get to the Midwest? Like, do you ever come to Chicago or?
Well, I haven't yet. I just, you know, came back from New York and Florida doing expos over there.
Right. Yeah, I just curious if you ever, if you have ever come that way. I'd really like to meet you someday in person.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, it could be a possibility. I don't know how open people are in Chicago. You know, New York seems to be pretty open.
Right. Well, see, I'm Upper Michigan, so it's I'm a ways from there anyhow. So.
Okay.
But I was just curious if you ever, you know, if you ever got to that bigger city, because that's, you know, closer than. But at any rate. Do you guys ever access the chat in the rooms? You know, they have
access
that.
Access to what?
On DBS Radio, they have the fast chat program. I don't know if you usually probably don't have access to a computer at the time of these shows, correct?
No, that's correct, yeah.
How about you, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm on my computer.
Just a suggestion would be kind of neat sometimes if, I don't know if you ever pay attention to that. It's the BBS Fat Chat, Sylvia. And
you know, I haven't really gotten into it yet, but I'm going to explore it.
Okay.
So is that something that you would find helpful?
Yes, definitely. And then you could just ask questions instead of calling in and bugging me all the time, you know.
I'll go on it right now here to see if I can find it.
Yeah, actually, you just go on your Wednesday show and just click on Creation, on your Creation Lightship, and then you'll see all the BBS phone numbers there in that purple box right above the flower. So that, yeah, you're... Whatever that
and then it says quick chat with BBS fast chat.
Right, right. And then you can get in there, and then you can just go from there. It's just a suggestion just for other viewers also.
Great.
You know what I mean? If they got questions.
Yeah, okay, I'm on it right now, so we'll see. Yeah, I've been on it before.
Okay.
I'm on it right now.
Okay. Just curious, you know, then if someone asks a question, Sylvia could relay it to you right away or something.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay.
And okay.
Okay, so
well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, I'll
yeah, thank
Did
you.
I answer all your...
We'll see you. Good night.
Okay. So we'll do some more emotional healing here. So we'll go back another year. So here we go. This is from your birthday. Back to right now to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Great. Okay, so you should feel a little more relaxed in your bodies. What happens is, as the body goes through a healing process, most people could probably feel their body getting relaxed. So what I tell people when I see them in person, and even now, men are about 1 in 100, unfortunately. So I don't expect too much from men. Women are about 50-50. So if you're a man and you feel the energy, it's wonderful. There's no reason why all men can't, but it's just one of those things that happen here. So. But you should feel more relaxed if you pick and look at a scenario that happened to you that caused you trauma, emotional trauma. Just look at that scenario right now in the last few years, and it should be very distant to you. And this is the way the energies work. It's instantaneous, and you should feel you know, less pressure. It should look like somebody else's movie, like it happened to you, but oh well, big deal. So it puts you into the now, and it allows you to have more spirit energy in your body. I'm going to have you do an exercise, which will help you get more into your bodies. So what I'd like you to do is to kind of put your hands, in a sense, together like you're going to be doing a prayer, that type of, you know, with your hands up in the air, but don't have them connect. So move your hands in from, like, your body width coming into your body. Your fingers are pointing straight up. And they're being parallel to each other as they come closer together. And in front of you, you're going to find a pressure or a presence of energy, like compressing a spring or a ball. And this will probably be between 2 to maybe maybe 6 inches across, okay, in front of your chest. And then move your hands out again and come in again. You're going to feel about the same area here. What this is going to do is help you to get into your bodies more. So you can all play with this here if you like. And you should be probably, we'll just say 6 inches, a 6-inch ball tension in front of you. And now move your hands straight out so that they're straight out even with your body, so they're parallel. So like it's a straight line going across your hands in front of you. Kind of like your... putting your back against a wall, and you put your hands straight against the wall behind you. And now what I want you to say out loud is just a simple affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. I'll just repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And now when you say that, I want you at the same time, and I'll say it right now, I now increase my life force energy. And move your hands coming closer to your body like we did when we first started. And you're going to find that that invisible ball tension has increased in size. And it might be maybe 8 inches to maybe a foot across, okay? And now bring your hands straight across as if you're against the back of a wall and your hands hit the wall. And now come in again and say, I now increase my life force energy. And you're going to find that your hands now are a little further apart as you compress this ball tension. And now do it again. I now increase my life force energy. And as you say that, bring your hands in each time, okay? And you're going to find that this is expanding out to maybe a couple of feet. Move your hands straight out. And now come in again. I now increase my life force energy. And each time it may increase maybe 6 inches to a foot more. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. We'll do it 5 more times. And keep sampling. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And a few more times here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And one more. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, so you should feel like your hands are probably against the wall now. And if you keep doing that more and more, you're going to find that you're bringing more of your spirit into your body. And if you do it, say, 100 times, you're going to find that you're really, really charged up. And this is really good if you do healings on someone, if you happen to be a healer or massage practitioner. You don't want to work on anybody when you're body width or less. So you want to be fully charged up so you don't take on the energy. So this is a little tool for everyone who's listening here. And just practice it. I'd say do it maybe 3-4 times a day for about a week. And say it out loud. You have to say it out loud to program your body. Don't do it inside of your head. Then you're in the mental plane. So that's not going to work for you. And if you do it for a week that many times, then you probably won't have to say it out loud after that. You can just do the movement of your hands, and within probably 2 seconds, you're going to be fully charged up. And this is a great tool for everyone. It will bring you right into a higher consciousness. And if you really want to work on yourself, do it maybe 100 to probably 500 times. And by doing this here, you're going to feel yourself getting really energized, and you're going to really love this experience here. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Well, that's a great, great tool. I'm really glad that you shared that with us. I'm really looking forward to trying that every day. I definitely felt my energy increase and expand while we were doing that.
Yes. So it's good to get you into your body, too. This is one simple way. So here we go. We're going to do another exercise. So you should feel a little more in your body, even after having the emotional clearing. So we'll do another clearing here. Now I'm going to do a sensory body for you. And the sensory body naturally is like if you get overloaded, you know, the last straw, you know, that breaks the camel's back. Maybe you're always on edge or waiting to have this energy here, you know, or afraid to walk into a room or something. So here we go. We're going to do a sensory body clearing, the same process. Remember, these are all instantaneous healings for everyone. So going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared. And incidentally, the chakras are just the way that the light ship is trying to convey their healings. It's probably only about 1% of what's really happening to you. There's many, many light beings working with you at least three when these clearings are being done. So just trying to think of the chakras being cleared, that's just a very, very, very small part of it. Like I said, this is not Earth-based technology, but they have to communicate how they're doing something so we can kind of understand. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, 1 year BAP, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so again, if you look upon your life, you should be able to see that these energies are more distant to you and that you have some breathing room from your traumatic experiences, and it puts you in the now. So what I'd like you to do now is, if you would like to go down and scroll down on the website here, and you're going to see this beautiful light being in front of you. And we're going to energize her right now, and she'll be doing some healing work with you. This was drawn by a lady who was a seer up on the light ship. And I just clicked on the photo here to see if it gets larger. It goes smaller on mine, so I'll just exit out of it here. So I'm on the regular screen here on the BBS radio. And this is just under the flower here. And I'd say her picture is probably looks like about 4x7 approximately. So just look at her right now. And we're going to bring in some beautiful light energy into her. She's going to bring her complete essence of who she is from the light ship into this photo here. And just kind of watch the photo. And she's going to start to bring her energy in. This will be a living representation photo of this light beam from the creation light ship. And, yep, her light rays are changing around her head here. Each time I do this, I'm amazed at how I look in her eyes, and she looks like she's looking right at me, like she's real. It's just so beautiful that she's able to bring this expression here in. And you can just really feel that love energy. For me, her eyes are becoming more intense. You kind of get almost like sucked into them of this beautiful light energy. It's almost like she's staring right through you. And I'm seeing her now kind of lift off the monitor screen that I have here. And she's looking real to me. She's going to try to make her smile a little more here. So she's going to be working with her lips a little bit here. So she may put out the vibration of a smile. And there she's going. Yeah, she's doing that. I'm kind of moving back in front of my monitor, like about a 6-inch movement here. It does change slightly as I do this here. I have a laptop that I'm working with here. And just very beautiful. So let me just see what she has to say here. And she's going to be connecting to your heart center. So what we'll do now to prepare everybody for healing, we're going to drop their consciousness down to your heart if you like. So again, like I do on most shows, just think of your, say your forehead, your waking consciousness, which is there, is going to drop now into your heart center. So think of just an elevator dropping down. I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now that's your heart center, number 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Maybe a few more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, now you should be in your heart. If you think a thought, it should come out of your heart area, your chest area. So she's now going to connect with your heart center. And your spirit is there also. This is how the connection is made. Don't ever invade your space, but since your spirit is connected to the light ship, she can connect with your spirit to do healings with you. This is how healings work. They're all heartfelt. So if you have anything that you'd like to have healed now with your physical body, just do a request and she'll run her beautiful energy into you for healing now. And it's for me, it's just very, very nice to be able to do these healings for people. And again, just request your healings. Remember, the light only sees you in the now. And the now is where they work. And if you want to change your current now condition, you must request it so it'll change. And they can do healings because they're not going to do anything that's against what you've already created, against your free will. And so they see you as the creation that you are is an imperfection. So if you want to change your next perfection, then you want to change that by your thoughts and just ask for additional healing. And right now what we're going to do is I'm picking up wrist problems, maybe carpal tunnel, maybe stiff joints. So we're going to ask your spirit to come fully into these areas now. So this is with your own conscious thoughts. So ask your spirit to go to these areas now to concentrate your spirit energy there. And we'll do some healing here like I do with the other clearings, like the chakra clearings, emotional clearings, etc. So with your spirit in these locations, now we're going to take away some density. So sixth chakra. Clear, 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 clear. This is what I do when I do someone's full session with the clearings. Clear, 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 clear. Fifth chakra, clear, 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 clear. This is just simply a concept. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, 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 hopefully this clearing has helped everyone online here. So we're going to now go up to the creation light ship. We'll go up there for about 10 minutes here. So Ron, if you have any animals or pets you would like to have a healing for, just think of them now in your consciousness. And just kind of sit back and relax. We're going to be going up to the light ship. And you're having this beautiful cocoon energy around you coming up. Now this is a white light tunnel. You're being transported out of time. You're going to be there physically. And so here we go. We're going up. and we're there now, and you're having this beautiful scan now of your DNA. You're in some special, very high-tech equipment, and they're seeing what type of being you are now. Remember, they work with all sentient beings. And at this point, they're taking you into the orientation room. And this room is where you're going to be selecting your team of doctors. There's all different life forms there. And this is your first incarnation, so you're going to be able to have this experience now of the ones that you choose to help you with. Remember, you're there physically, and they're talking with you through mental telepathy. So the first room we're going to be going into right now is a room that will release physical body pain from you. And so if you have any physical body pain, you must, you know, request your healing. You're doing it up there on the light shift, but I'd like you to also think of what you have right now. That could be wrong with you or some type of pain in your body that you don't want to have. And they're working with you right now. There's many, many healing modalities on the light ship. And we'll bring in an energy of Mother Mary here for us to experience where we are now. And we'll bring her in from the light ship. This is her first incarnation. And this first incarnation energy is always created for her. This is her original spirit. And down here we know her as Mother Mary. Other planets, other solar system galaxies where she's been, she's known as someone else. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll go into another room, and Don mentioned about the dolphins, so this is a lot of people's favorites. So we're going to go into this beautiful swimming pool. It has the liquid light energy water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And it's just very, very peaceful. You can breathe perfectly fine underwater. And here we go. We're in this room now, and coming to us are three beautiful dolphins. And if you like, you can put your hand out in front of you here. And maybe move your hand out about a foot in front of your body, and you're going to feel a presence there. And this presence is what you're actually feeling up on the light ship. You're very close to the dolphins. And you're going to actually feel the dolphins' energy and their body. You can move your hand from left to right in front of you. And you're going to notice, if you're pretty psychic, that your hand really won't go much further than about a foot because you have that energy barrier there of the presence of the dolphin. And your body has a remembrance of being on the light ship. And just move it back and forth. You might be able to feel the texture of this beautiful dolphin. For me, it's just very, very smooth. It's the life force energy is just intense on it here. And again, you want to request, this is just one of the three dolphins, you want to request your healings now. And they'll do what they can to help you. Up on the light ship, you're probably going to be getting a 100% healing for what you're requesting. But remember, down here, the emotional traumas that you have carried from your ancestors coming forth in this lifetime can sometimes hamper your healings here. This is why I strongly recommend having your emotional years done. And this dolphin just feels wonderful. We're bringing the dolphin energy into the room right now for you to experience these beautiful dolphins. And here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's just, it feels great to me. So, we'll do one more thing here. We'll go to one other room here before we come back here. So, I have a note here on the screen here. Let's see here. This is from Don here. Does Ashtar work on the Lightship? No, Ashtar, the Ashtar command is at a lower frequency. It's from the Galactic Federation. So this is not energies at the Lightship, that these beings are on the Lightship. They're a creation like you are. And so they actually were created to go out to experience life just like we are here. So that may hopefully answer your question. This is true creation energy. And once you're created one time, then you leave the Lightship forever. There's no such thing as oneness because you never go back to the Lightship. You go back to your home base energy, which I do connect people to after they have a few of my clearings. I have a special session where I do 4 special clearings, healing treatments in one. It's $150, and it allows you to connect to your twin flame energy that's normally off-planet here. There's probably only about 200 twin flame energies on this planet here, which is your other half, so I connect you energetically to your twin flame and also your home base. So all the energies, once you're created to be a creative being and you go out and explore the universe. So here we go. We're going to be going into one other room. And this room here is where we have a beautiful crystal healing room. It's like a large crystal geode. We were in this the other night. We're going to go into the amethyst room. And this is just quite interesting. It's very, very high energy, very comforting. So we're going into this room right now. And I'll bring in the amethyst energy down here. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, wonderful, it's coming in here really good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels wonderful to me. It's just a very, just a wonderful energy, this amethyst here. And the color is just very, very intense upon the Lightship. It basically glows, it's iridescent. The colors in the Lightship are just far surpassed what we have here. We'll just have this experience here, and you're still in the other rooms. You can still put your hand out and pet the beautiful dolphins if you like. And that just, I'm doing it right now. It feels just wonderful. And we'll go into one final room before we come back. We're going to go into the room where your spirit was created, your soul, if you want to use that term on the Lightship, everything is spirit. So we're now going to do this here. So we're going into this beautiful room. And on the far wall that we're looking at as we go into the doorway, we're in a whole different part on the Lightship. You're going to see this beautiful silhouette of this pure white being, which is you. Lightship is taking your original spiritual blueprint of you and recreating it here. And I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit walks into you and does healing with you. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. You can close your eyes if you like. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And your spirit's fully integrated with you right now. You might be having chills going through your body. and ask for a healing. And this consciousness that you have is, you know, all-knowing on the light ship. This is how it is perceived. Although down here we're kind of limited in our thoughts, but it's definitely an all-knowing consciousness. And we're now going to start to come back here. So we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking our doctor teams for working with us this evening. We're going into the transporter room and where our animals and pets are now coming to us after their healings on the special light ship that works with animals and pets. And they're putting this beautiful tunnel around us now of white light. And we have a special cocoon now of conscious healing energy that we can use for the next 5 days. So you can request healings for what they have done to us on the light ship. It'll be with us, kind of like your best friend. And we're coming back down now through this beautiful white light tunnel. And now we're here. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming on the show this evening. And my healing sessions that are an hour in length, normally Monday and Fridays, are only $20. This is just a little quick sample of the healings that we do, a 10-minute sample. 1 hour is you get a lot more done. They can do a lot more work with you. And I'd highly recommend just connecting with me and just sending me a check. And then I can give you the conference call number or calls, whatever ones you want to go on. They're normally Monday. I have calls Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But the hour-long ones are Monday and Friday in length. I'm having a special session on the 19th, Saturday at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. The cost on it is $60. And for $60, you have a four-hour conference call on the light ship, and they do water charging. They'll charge 7 containers of water for you. And this is geared for the ascension process. And it's just an awesome experience. So I'd recommend, you know, to get on this call. The time, even though it sounds like it's a lot for 4 hours, seems to go by like in about 20 minutes. And just an awesome experience. If you like what you've had tonight for 10 minutes, just think of what 4 hours are going to do for you. It's just incredible what these light beings can do in that amount of time. And like you probably know, the more you go up, the more healing that you can have done for yourself. So you have anything to add, Sylvia?
Well, I wanted to relay a message from Don from the quick chat, and he said he suggested to have people save the light being as a background on their monitor screen.
That's great,
so
yes, okay.
Mentioned that, and other than that, I just wanted to say thank you to you and also to the Lightship Light Beings, and it was a very wonderful healing experience tonight. I thought that doing that process to have each of us increase our life force energy really made the healings even more powerful, and it was just a beautiful experience. So I hope everyone really enjoyed that, and just want to say blessings and love to all.
Yes, and I love getting emails from people, so definitely send me emails on what you've experienced. So thank you so much, and we'll get off here because our time is ending. So we'll allow BBS Radio to have someone else on. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, and blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.